it feels like forever that I've tried to get into poetry and not been as successful, anywhere near as successful as I would have liked. In the last few weeks, however, there's been a unique sense of a drive to get into it, poetry and letters. And thanks to some fantastically wonderful person suggesting these to me, I think this might be a different period of my life. I might actually do this. So, for today's episode, I thought, why not randomly pick certain love letters and poems by W.B. Yeats and read them to you here, experiencing them for the first time, just like you, so that we're bonded in that idea. Sound good? I say we do it. And we're going to do it because it's my podcast, so buckle up. And I just want to say quickly, thank you to everyone on the Patreon. Your support means everything. Couldn't do this without you. If you're not on the Patreon and can and would like to, patreon.com/arthouseradio. All right. To Bella. However my sun shines at night, when I sleep all covered with colors in a bed of pictures, when your foot in my mouth chokes me, tortures me. I awake in despair of a new day, of my still undeveloped colorless desires. I run up there towards my dry brushes, and, like Christ, I am crucified, nailed to my easel. Am I dead? I myself? Is my picture finished? Everything shines, everything clings, everything flows. Stop, another dab of black. Red, blue have settled in, and this worries me. Listen to me, funeral bed, parched grass, dying love, to a new beginning. Listen to me. My darling, do not imagine because you find these lines in your private book that I have been trespassing. You know I have not. And where else shall I leave a love letter? For I long to write you a love letter tonight. You are all about me. I seem to breathe you, hear you, feel you in me and of me. What am I doing here? You are away. I have seen you in the train, at the station, driving up, sitting in the lamplight talking, greeting people, washing your hands, and I am here, in your tent, sitting at your table. There are some wallflower petals on the table and a dead match, a blue pencil and a Magdeburgische Zeitung. I am just as much at home as they are. When dusk came, flowing up the silent garden, lapping against the blind windows, my first and last terror started up. I was making some coffee in the kitchen. It was so violent, so dreadful, I put down the coffee pot and simply ran away. Ran out of the studio and up the street with my bag under one arm and a block of writing paper and a pen under the other. I felt that if I could get here and find Mrs. illegible, I should be safe. I found her, and I lighted your gas, wound up your clock, drew your curtains, and embraced your black coat before I sat down, frightened no longer. Do not be angry with me, Bogey. Ça a été plus fort que moi. That is why I am here. When you came to tea this afternoon, you took a brioche, broke it in half, and patted the inside doughy bit with two fingers. You always do that with a bun or a roll or a piece of bread. It is your way, your head a little on one side the while. When you opened your suitcase, I saw your old felty and a French book and a comb all higgledy-piggledy, Tig. I've got only three handkerchiefs. Why should that memory be so sweet to me? Last night there was a moment before you got into bed. You stood, quite naked, bending forward a little, talking. It was only for an instant. I saw you. I loved you so. Loved your body with such tenderness. Ah, my dear, and I am not thinking now of passion. No, of that other thing that makes me feel that every inch of you is so precious to me. Your soft shoulders, your creamy warm skin, your ears, cold like shells are cold, your long legs and your long feet. Actually, it's just feet, sorry. And your feet that I love to clasp with my feet. The feeling of your belly and your thin young back. Just below that bone that sticks out at the back of your neck, you have a little mole. It is partly because we are young that I feel this tenderness. I love your youth. I could not bear that it should be touched by even a cold winter if I were the Lord. We too, you know, we have everything before us, and we shall do very great things. I have perfect faith in us. And so perfect is my love for you that I am, as it were, still, silent to my very soul. I want nobody but you for my lover and my friend, and to nobody but you shall I be faithful. I am yours forever, Tig. My dear George, I have something stupid and ridiculous to tell you. I am foolishly writing you instead of telling you this. I do not know why when returning from that walk. Tonight I shall be annoyed at having done so. You will laugh in my face, will take me for a phrase maker in all of my relations with you hitherto. You will show me the door, and you will think I am lying. I am in love with you. Do you not hear me calling, white deer with no horns? I have been changed to a hound with one red ear. I have been in the path of stones and the wood of thorns. For somebody hid hatred and hope and desire and fear under my feet, that they will follow you night and day. A man with a hazel wand came without sound. He changed me suddenly. I was looking the other way. And now my calling is the calling of a hound, and time and birth and change are hurrying by. I would that the boar without bristles had come from the west and had rooted the sun and moon and stars out of the sky and lay in the darkness, grunting and turning to his rest. Fasten your hair with a golden pin and bind up every wandering tress. I bade my heart build these poor rhymes. It worked at them day out, day in, building a sorrowful loveliness out of the battles of old times. You need but lift a pearl pale hand and bind up your long hair and sigh, and all men's hearts must burn and beat, and candle-like foam on the dim sand, and stars climbing the dew-dropping sky live but to light your passing feet. I would that it were, my beloved, white birds on the foam of the sea. We tire of the flame of the meteor before it can fade and flee. And the flame of the blue star of twilight, hung low on the rim of the sky, has awakened in our hearts, my beloved, a sadness that may not die. A weariness comes from those dreamers, dew-dabbled the lily and rose. Ah, dream not of them, my beloved, the flame of the meteor that goes, or the flame of the blue star that lingers, hung low in the fall of the dew. For I would we were changed to white birds on the wandering foam, I and you. I am haunted by numberless islands and many a den and shore, where time would surely forget us and sorrow come near us no more. Soon far from the rose and the lily and the fret of the flames would we be, were we only white birds, my beloved, buoyed out on the foam of the sea. O cloud-pale eyelids, dream-dimmed eyes, the poets laboring all their days to build a perfect beauty in rhyme, are overthrown by a woman's gaze and by the unlaboring brood of the skies. And therefore my heart will bow when dew is dropping sleep until God burn time before the unlaboring stars and you. The jester walked in the garden. The garden had fallen still. He bade his soul rise upward in the stand on her windowsill. It rose in a straight blue garment when owls began to call. It had grown wise-tongued by thinking of a quiet and light footfall. But the young queen would not listen. She rose in her pale nightgown. She drew in the heavy casement and pushes the latches down. He bade his heart go to her when the owls called out no more. In a red and quivering garment, it sang to her through the door. It had grown sweet-tongued by dreaming of a flutter of flower-like hair, but she took up her fan from the table and waved it off on the air. I have cap and bells, he pondered. I will send them to her and die. And when the morning whitened, he left them where she went by. She laid them upon her bosom under a cloud of her hair, and her red lips sang them a love song till stars grew out of the air. She opened her door and her window, and the heart and soul came through. To her right hand came the red one, to her left hand came the blue. They set up a noise like crickets, a chattering wise and sweet, and her hair was a folded flower, and the quiet of love in her feet. Though you are in your shining days, voices among the crowd and new friends busy with your praise, be not unkind or proud, but think about old friends the most. Time's bitter flood will rise, your beauty perish and be lost, for all eyes but these eyes. When you are old and gray and full of sleep and nodding by a fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true, but one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/arthouseradio. If you want to donate to the show and become a Patreon member, and the arthouseradio podcast@gmail.com if you want to send me any sort of letters or poetry or anything at all. All right. Until next time, be safe, and I will see you soon.